Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Oh, Aren't you thankful for His presence and the freedom to worship Him this morning? Come on, put your hands together. Enough about us, oh God, that you gave your only begotten Son,
yes,
that we could forever have everlasting life.
Yes.
We thank you for that this morning, Lord. You're so good, Lord. Would you just tell him how good he is this morning? Say, God, you're so good. Come on, tell him, God, you're so good. God, you're so good. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Tender whisper, the love in
I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Your good, good Father. I need. How many of you know that it is the mature person in their walk who can say that he's perfect in all of his ways, even when his ways are not the ways that we would have chosen? There are, man, I don't normally write lists of prayer needs, but what I see is that we are overwhelmed this morning with needs. And many of the folks that I'm going to mention are walking paths that I don't know they would have chosen. Some of you have been down those kind of paths too. But it's when we mature to the level that we go, you know what? I still trust you. Even when the path takes me a different direction than what I would have chosen. We need to pray for some folks that are going through some things. Steve Coleman has had a dramatic turnaround and he is now home from the hospital, but still needs our prayer. That's a miracle in and of itself, but he still has a long ways to go. Vanessa Stice was bitten by a brown recluse spider and is probably going to have to go in tomorrow and have that lanced. Donovan's dad was admitted to the hospital last night. Felice's dad is fighting and battling against cancer, and the doctors have given them a very negative report. This morning, Danny came and showed me a breaking news that right now in Baton Rouge, multiple police officers have been shot this morning. And so it just continued chaos and continued confusion. We have folks on the way to Youth Quest on the road. We have a family headed to Tennessee to get one of their children some much needed help, and just on and on and on. My aunt was bit by a fiddleback spider this week, and I mean just on and on and on. Things paths we wouldn't have chosen, but he's still good and we still need him. So this morning, if maybe you're here and I didn't read your request because maybe I didn't know it, but if you're here this morning and you have a need in your life, a path that you're walking that is difficult, you know he's good, but it's still difficult, would you just lift your hand and keep it up long enough for somebody to see next to you? Just keep it up. If you're standing around someone right now that has their hand up, would you move out and get your hands on them? And we're going to pray. Jeff, can I steal your thunder? I was going to have you do it, but I feel like we need to do this right now. Jeff sent me a word that basically the gist of the word that he needed to share with the body, and with his permission, I'm going to do that. It basically is this. You can trust God in the storms. Just because you know God doesn't mean you're not going to have storms, but you can trust him. His word to us was peace, be still. In the storm, peace, be still. So if you're going through a trial this morning, a storm this morning, the Lord is here. He's in your boat. He's in your boat. And he can bring peace. Father, this morning, we bring each and every person that I've mentioned, and then also those that raised their hand, folks that are going through trials, circumstances, tribulations, walking down paths they wouldn't have necessarily chosen, going through some difficult moments in life. Father, I pray this morning that first you would touch their maturity level, elevate their maturity level to the place where they can say, Father, even though I would not have wanted it to be like this, now that it's like this, I still declare that you're perfect in all of your ways. I don't understand your ways. My mind cannot comprehend. My physical being doesn't like. It wasn't my choice. But I still declare you're perfect. You're perfect. You're perfect. You're perfect. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I need you. I need you. I need you. So, Father, in the midst of struggle, in the midst of trials, in the midst of this storm, I pray that peace would manifest itself in the lives of those that are walking these paths out. That they would find a greater level of trust, a greater level of dependency, a greater level of presence, by what they're going through. So if you raised your hand this morning and said that you're going through a struggle, a trial, you're in a storm, then the word to you is peace. But out of that, would you just begin to declare that you are perfect in all of your ways? Come on, let that come out of your mouth, but more importantly, out of your spirit. Come on, tell Him, you're perfect.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.